It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Welcome to the sports show on this Wednesday morning. I'm Matt Robinson reporting, and big news from the IHSA as their board approved three significant changes to classification policy at a March meeting. The changes approved at the meeting will be used to determine the state series classifications for the 2025-26 school year, and part one of that is a move back to fixed classification cutoffs. Beginning with next school year, IHSA sports and activities with multiple classes will have predetermined enrollment classification cutoffs. And those classifications are as follows. In football, for the eight classes, it'll still be determined at the end of the regular season. However, for sports of baseball, boys basketball, girls basketball, softball, and girls volleyball, which all have four classes, 1A will consist of up to 300 students, 2A up to from 300 to 700 students, and 3A from 700 to 1600 students, and 4A 1600 and over. In boys and girls cross country, 1A will consist of up to 600, 2A from 600 to 1550, and 3A from 1550 over. In boys golf, 1A up to 500, 2A 500 to 1450, and 3A 1450 and over. Boys soccer, up 1A up to 700, 2A from 700 to 1700, and 3A from 1700 and over. And girls soccer, 1A 800 is the cutoff to move to 2A. 2A will be 801, so to speak, to 1800, and 3A is 1800 and over. Boys and girls track, 1A up to 450, 2A from 450 plus to 1250, and 3A 1250 and over. Boys wrestling, 1A up to 750, 2A 750 to 1700, and 3A 1700 and over. Girls golf, 1A up to 900, 2A over 900. Boys tennis, 1A up to 1500, and 2A is 1500 and over. Girls tennis, 1A up to 1450, 2A 1450 and over. So those are some of those changes made there and the new cutoffs, as also part two of that is the multiplier waiver process has changed. In 2005, IHSA member schools voted to implement a 1.65 multiplier on the classification enrollment of its non-boundary schools. Over time, an automatic waiver of the 1.65 multiplier was developed based on a team's state series success in each sport and activity. Beginning in 2025-26, the automatic waiver process will be eliminated and replaced by an annual waiver application process. A baseline criteria was also established to establish if a team will be eligible to apply for a waiver. A sport or activity program at a particular non-boundary school is not eligible to apply for a waiver if, over the course of the previous three school terms, the program has a team that achieved any of the following success. In girls volleyball, boys basketball, girls basketball, boys soccer, girls soccer, baseball, or softball, if they win an IHSA sectional semifinal contest. In wrestling or scholastic bowl, if they win a regional tournament. In boys track and field, girls track and field, tennis, boys and girls, competitive cheerleading, competitive dance, if they win an IHSA sectional tournament or finish in the top 10 as a part of an IHSA state finals. In boys cross country, girls cross country, boys golf, girls golf, if they win an IHSA regional tournament or qualify for the IHSA state finals. And in football, they accomplishes a win in an IHSA playoff football game. Also, a success adjustment is the third part of it. Beginning in 25-26, the success adjustment policy will encompass a rolling three-year period entering each school year. If a team has won two state final trophies in the past 3 years and in a sport, they will then be subject to the adjustment and moved up one class in that sport. So that is all something to keep in mind as these changes came down from the IHSA. What's that mean locally? For example, Effingham, it appears, by what we've been able to gather and look at so far, Effingham High School in the sports of boys and girls basketball softball, girls volleyball, and baseball will be in 2A next year as opposed to 3A where they fall this year. And Cumberland is another school that it could affect, as it appears they will be 1A in all of those sports as well. So we'll keep an eye on it and keep it updated. A complete story is available on our websites at 979xfm.com and kjcountry.com. With that story breaking, we just have time for scores from around the area. In softball action, it was St. Anthony falling to Robinson by a score of 7-3. And it was Marshall over Dietrich by a score of 9-1. Newton defeated Flora 15-2. It was a 15-1 victory for Nokomis over St. Elmo Brownstown. In other softball action, it was a win for Totopolis as they defeated Cumberland by a score of 9-0. And it was Aldemont picking up a victory over Carlisle 2-0. Half to note in that game, Grace Lemke threw a no-hitter, striking out 16, and she had the only hit in the game for Aldemont as well. In baseball, or in another softball score, it was North Clay falling to Olney 19-0. North Clay baseball, however, picked up a victory over Casey Westfield by a score of 3-0. It was Totopolis all over Neoga 18-0. Windsor Stu Straws defeated Tri-County 14-4. It was Robinson defeating Dietrich 8-5. It was a win for Shelbyville over Brownstown St. Elmo 16-12. And the Newton Eagles defeated Flora by a score of 18-0. Also, want to let you know on the schedule today, just one game on our schedule, Totopolis versus Staunton at the Metro East Classic in Edwardsville. That's set to get underway at 4:30 today. NCAA tournament action began with the first four contests, and the first game was a doozy. Full court pass led to a layup after it bounced off a few hands, giving Alabama State a victory over St. Francis 70-68. North Carolina then hammered San Diego State by a score of 95-68. More games from Dayton today in the NCAA tournament. American takes on Mount St. Mary's at 5:40 in a matchup of 16 seeds. Meanwhile, Texas battles Xavier at 8:40 tonight, and or 8:10 tonight rather, and that the winner of that game will take on the U of I on Friday. Hockey action saw St. Louis defeat Nashville 4-1. It was Seattle over Chicago by a score of 6-2. On the schedule today, Dallas will be at Indiana in NBA action. That tips off at 6 o'clock. Chicago at Phoenix tonight at 9 o'clock. And I save baseball for last as the Miami Marlins and St. Louis Cardinals played to a 4-4 tie in spring training action. And the Dodgers defeated the Cubs yesterday morning 4-1. Now, if you don't want to know what's going on with the Cubs game at this moment, turn your radio down for just a second. The Dodgers are leading the Cubs in the top of the seventh, 6-3. So that's been a check of sports on a busy Wednesday. We'll have more details of some of that information again on our website with the IHSA changes at kjcountry.com and 97.9 XFM. I'm Matt Robinson reporting.